Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boediger. And now, play ball. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davidson moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Davidson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2. Gaetti strikes out. 2. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boediger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2. Gerhardt hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0. There goes Gerhardt. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Gerhardt steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Traber hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Davidson. Traber reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Traber moves to third. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a fly ball towards left. Davidson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davidson. Gerhart moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerhart moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball towards left. Davidson catches it and throws to Gagne, who relays to Harbeck to double up Lynn. Gerhart tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davidson takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boedeker fires to first and has Davidson trapped. There's the throw to Ripken, who tags Davidson for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Traber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken catches it. Larkin is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Davidson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davidson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davidson takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wynn now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerhart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Laudner moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davidson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Davidson strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Newman now playing third base. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Rickshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Shu is 0-for-3 in the game. Shu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Davidson. Gerhart reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.